It's the season when hordes of college and high school students are looking for summer jobs. Reporter Kayomi Getz spent some time this week talking with young people who want work, and she found it still tough out there.
A dreary chill settled over New York City earlier this week, making it a little hard to think about summer. But the weather didn't dampen the enthusiasm of 16-year-old Jose Moncada. He came to Manhattan's Lower East Side to the Henry Street Settlement to register for a summer job.
I'm in a program at GCD, and they told me to show you that.
Moncada is filling out paperwork in the agency's gym. He'll be one of the nearly 50,000 young people to get a six-week job through the city's Summer Youth Employment Program. He hopes to get the same job he had last summer, cleaning streets at the state minimum wage of $8.75 an hour.
Having a job, it makes me feel, you know, excited, you know, somewhat. I can put only my own money in my pocket instead of asking my parents for money all the time.
He's one of the lucky ones. In this summer jobs program, demand way outstrips openings by nearly 3-1. And it's not just New York. Nationwide, only about 30% of teens will work this summer. That's slightly up from recent years, but way down from 2000, when 52% of teens worked. One reason for this deep drop is stiffer competition. Professor Ruth Milkman is a labor expert at the City University of New York.
So it used to be that minimum wage jobs were mostly for very young people, either teenagers or people just entering the labor market permanently. And what's happened with the deterioration of the wage structure in recent decades is that now more and more working adults are in minimum wage jobs.
Drexel University recently looked at this. Ishwar Kadiwada is one of the study's authors. He says teens are losing out in the battle for minimum wage jobs, and that's a bad omen for the economy.
The more teens work today, the more likely they will work tomorrow.
And Kadiwada says early job experience teaches them valuable skills that help later on. And there's more.
Evidence showed that teens, particularly from poor families, who work in summer are more likely to work part-time after summer, more likely to persist and finish high school, and more likely to enroll in college and graduate.
Yet only 20% of teens from households making less than $20,000 a year actually get summer jobs. In families making more than $100,000 a year, about 40% of teens work, according to the study. One reason richer kids get jobs? They're more likely to have a car to get to work, and they're more likely to have parents with personal connections to people who do the hiring. Back at the jobs enrollment event, Jose Moncada says that with his summer job, he'll be able to buy his school uniform and sneakers. But with only one parent working, his family of six survives on less than $30,000 a year. Moncada says some of his paycheck goes to helping out.
Always, go to the store and get the food that we need for the house, such as milk, cereal.
And that makes him feel good. He also has his sights on a future medical career. With his summer job, he's one step closer to that. For NPR News, I'm Kayomi Getz in New York.